it, and so far I think it's very, very good. Very intuitive, clean call with a new interface called Zoom. Before anything, I would like to hand it over to Kim so she can explain us how we can use this tool. Please, Kim.
Sorry, Alejandra, I was on mute. I just wanted to remind everybody before we get started, this call is being recorded. And I know most of you have been on WebEx calls and Zoom. Just wanted to go over a couple points here just to show you some differences here. Let me stop sharing here. And then, so on this interface, you can see the participants. You've got the participant side on this side. You can actually see how people have joined. They are either on a, if you see a microphone, they're using their computer audio. If there is a telephone next to their names, they're using the telephone audio. Couple things on this. If you've already joined, you already know how to enter the room. One thing that we recommend is that you use the application. Not all of the functions are available if you just use the browser to enter on a Zoom room. A couple of things, if you look at the participant screen as well, at the bottom it says raise hand, or if you can raise your hand that way, or and that's how you're going to lower your hand. You can lower your hand as well. If you, and your, all your functions are at the bottom of the screen here. If you look at chat, you click on chat and that pops up another window, and you can chat from there as well. So it looks like right now I have the video off. It's really up to the chairs. They may decide they want the video on. A couple ways this is different as well. We're not using a third-party audio provider, so no Adobe, no Adigo rooms or no Adigo bridges. We do have a way of joining the audio via your phone, your computer, or you can select for the computer to dial out to you. And sometimes that's a better option depending on your cell phone plan if you're using a cell phone. Couple differences between Zoom and the Adobe Connect room is that when you're actually, you can't upload documents. So the only way you can share any kind of presentation or any kind of content is a screen share, which is not always the best option. But for me, I actually prefer that just because you don't have to worry about the AC messing up the formatting or anything like that. So it's natively off your desktop. Some of the other similar features, you can poll. The audio seems to be a little bit better because there's less bandwidth used for the Zoom room. AC really uses up a lot of CPU, so sometimes the audio isn't, if you're using computer audio, isn't the best. And if anybody has any questions about it, otherwise, you know, feel free to send me a private note. You can chat there. You can choose who to send a note to. If you go to two, you can send a private note to one person or the other. Other than that, I will go ahead and turn it back over to Alejandra.
Thank you very much, Kim. I hope everyone feels comfortable with using this tool, because if I'm correct, and Kim, please tell me if I'm not, we will be using this for a long time, right?
It's still unsure. We have our licenses for another several weeks, so we don't know where we're at with whether we're bringing Adobe next or which one is the clear winner between Zoom or WebEx. They both have their goods and their bads. The other thing is, I will post in the chat a survey. We are still in a evaluation period, and we would love to hear from you whether it's positive or negative about these tools. So I will go ahead and post that in the chat window, and please do take time to fill out the survey. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim. We will certainly do that. Can we please see the agenda slide, please? In the meantime, our next... now I see what you mean by sharing your computer. It's actually sharing your screen. Okay, so let's talk about the wrap-up of ICANN 61. So, do you have any comments? What went well? What can be improved? Any notes? No? In my opinion, people were very, very happy with the breakout sessions. They mentioned it in the survey. And you could see in everyone's faces also that they had something different to do this time. And I think that was a good thing to do. We should not overdo it, of course, but keep that in mind for future meetings. And we had a good timing. I think we didn't run over any session. We started always on time. That was also very positive. And I see in the chat that Eberhard is requesting to mute all non-speakers, please. Does anyone have any?
Because I hear so much background from like trams in the background and people speaking in foreign languages and stuff like this.
Yes, I understand, Eberhard. So, no comments on San Juan? Okay. The satisfaction survey and the draft of feedback on feedback was sent with the agenda of this call. And I know it's been a little time to review it, but in general, it was very positive. People were very happy with the meeting in San Juan. We had a very good response rate, 20-something, if I'm not mistaken. People answered the survey, and it was very well received. We didn't have any interviews this time on site, but still good feedback. By any chance, have you seen this report or have any comments to add to it? I'm not sure if everyone is listening to me, just to make sure that...
I am listening to you.
So oh, okay. Thank you, Bart and Eberhard.
And the audio quality is absolutely marvelous.
I agree with you. So this is a very good feature of Zoom. Okay. So it would be very nice if you have a look at the draft of the feedback on feedback. And so we can next week send it to the community. So how about having reviewed by Thursday, maybe next week? And if there are any comments, suggestions, or anything you want to add, please let us know by then so we can send if you have anything to add or to edit there, we can do it before sending it out on Friday. And Yoke has kindly shared the Google Doc in the chat, so you can go right there right now and have a look at it, or put it in a bookmark on your browser. Okay then. So I wonder, Kim, if do we have any problems now with sharing documents on screen?
Hi, Alejandra. This is Yoke. No real problems, but I just couldn't share my browser. I can share all the other documents, though.
Ah, okay. Because right now, what I can see is only a very big black screen mm-hmm. with your name on it. You okay? So.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to pull up the browser, but didn't manage to do so.
Ah, okay.
But,
no problem.
Would you like me to pull up the agenda slide?
Close the browser totally and restart it. See whether that helps.
It depends, Alejandra. Would you like to still see the draft feedback on feedback, or would you like to move to a next agenda item?
I wanted to move to the CCNSO meeting strategy review and see the slide mm-hmm. on the recommendations, please.
Okay, just a moment.
And I am sorry for the background noise, but I have some construction sites around my home right now. Hope it's not interfering too much. Aha, there we have it. So, as you know, in San Juan, the members, the meeting strategy team presented the recommendations from the survey that was passed, and we had a very nice interaction with the people in the room to gather feedback on these recommendations. In general, all of them were, in a way we can say approved, or people agree with them. So the first one is organize a CCNSO members meeting at every ICANN meeting. This raised a little bit of a discussion, but in summary, we can say that for the policy forum, the second meeting of the year, there is an expression of interest on having more time to interact with other constituencies rather than spending all day in the CCNSO members meeting. And in a way, this happens already because, as you remember, on the policy forum, there are cross-community topics scheduled in the afternoon, so we don't have the full day in our room. And that takes us to the second recommendation that says that the meeting program working group should explore the possibility to organize one day CCNSO members meeting during the second ICANN meeting of the year, that is the policy forum. And there were some suggestions on this to focus a little bit more on policy. It should be structured in a way to get more engaged, not to provide too many updates, maybe, to and increase networking with other constituencies. So these were some comments either from the survey or from the team, the meeting strategy review team. So things to consider, please take note of them. To keep the CCNSO members meeting as a single stream and do not organize parallel sessions, that was a full agreement. And the fourth one, when putting together the agenda for the CCNSO members meeting in the meeting program working group, should keep in mind those priorities highlighted in the survey. And in short, developing relationships between CCTLDs and providing updates by and to the CCTLD community. So this is the priorities that were highlighted in the survey and what we are trying to achieve every time. And providing updates is something that it's been done, I think, since the beginning. But developing relationships between CCTLDs is something that we are now increasing in our agenda. There is also a suggestion that updates should be condensed, relevant, and add value. So as we, I'm going to mix a little bit of information here. So as we see in the survey and our from the meeting in San Juan, the satisfaction survey, and on this one, people do want some reshaping on the updates to be more, well, relevant is the word they use, but something that if it's good to be put in an email, then it should be done on an email and not during the meeting. It's just a suggestion, something to think about. I don't know how we can actually manage to do that, but we can get creative and see if we can find another way to present updates. And there were also some comments around content that is very relevant to us. And maybe we could try to get the CCNSO community more involved in the building of the agenda for the meetings. Maybe not all of the agenda, but some sessions. And we can give it a try and see what happens if we get feedback from the community. And finally, we have two additional recommendations. That the meeting program working group should attempt avoiding unnecessary overlap or duplication with regional organization meetings, which will be very difficult to do because the overlap will be only within that region, not with all the audience. Okay, I am reading the next one. It says the CCNSO Council should ensure that the joint sessions with other supporting organizations and advisory committees at public ICANN meetings are a valuable experience for all parties in terms of their objectives and timing. For this one, right now we have people in charge of the meetings with the GAC, for example. And this has been passed on to the council. So this is not our scope, but it's good to know that it's something that is also in the review. So any comments on all the suggestions to the working group? Yes, Yoke, please.
Hi, Alejandra. Unless there's somebody else from the working group that would like to comment first, I have a few remarks to make.
Please.
Does anybody else have? Okay, thank you. Just would like to mention that these recommendations were draft recommendations presented to the community for further input, and the meeting strategy review team is currently in the process of finalizing its draft final report, which will soon be submitted to the CCNSO Council for adoption. So if the recommendations and the final report are being adopted by the CCNSO Council, we'll of course let the program meeting group know that these recommendations have come into effect. For now, it's merely a heads up of what is to be expected. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yoki. Yes, I missed that small detail. But yes, it is important, well, to know beforehand what is what might be in effect soon, and if you have any comments that I should take back to the meeting strategy review team, if any. Well, if not, then we can move on to our next topic. Let me see. We are going to see the preparations related to ICANN 62. We were supposed to have a consultation with the SOAC planning team on the overall ICANN 62 schedule, but they moved the call from the April 5th, if I'm not mistaken, to April 19th. So there is no news over there other than the block schedule was distributed, the general block schedule. And we have condensed them in our CCNSO related session block schedule. Can we please see that, Joke?
Yes, Alejandra. You would like to see the CCNSO block schedule?
Yes, please. In the meantime, well, remember this is a four-day meeting, so sometimes it is a little bit packed to have all the working group sessions and our normal meeting days. But and I think we will have a really good agenda there. So now it is displayed. As you can see, on Monday, there are the working groups sessions and the DNSSEC and Tech Day scheduled there. On Tuesday, we will have the members meeting day one, and in yellow you can see that there are the cross-community sessions scheduled. We still don't know the topics that will be discussed on the next call with the SOAC planning, but we are taking them into consideration there. So far, we are overlapping with one of the cross-community sessions, but we will see if this will affect or not the CCNSO community. So far, not so far. Yesterday was the last day to submit cross-community topics, and the CCNSO received none. So we didn't submit any cross-community sessions. So we might not have an issue having sessions planned that are at this at the same time that another cross-community session. So we'll see what happens. On Tuesday, there is a CCNSO and GAC session to be confirmed. On Wednesday, again, we go through our members meeting day until coffee break in the afternoon. And so far, we don't have anything scheduled in the afternoon. And on Thursday, we have the CCNSO Council meeting, PDP working group. And also, there is the kickoff production meeting for the next ICANN meeting, as normally is on the end of the ICANN meeting at lunchtime. So if we feel like the cross-community session in the afternoon on Wednesday are not that relevant for the CCNSO community, we can consider to move the CCNSO Council meeting to Wednesday. But this is just a possibility and a draft. If we can go now, Joke, please, to the draft agenda. While it is uploading, and you have it already on your emails, I'm guessing that you saw that some of the sessions are in blue. So the idea of these blue sessions is where there is room for interaction with the audience, since that was something that was very well received by the community and something that has been asked for in many of the satisfaction survey results. So now we are trying to see where it is applicable to interact with the audience and have more lively sessions. So that's why there are some of them in blue. So we start the day on Tuesday with a members meeting introduction, with the opening and welcome of Katrina and welcome by the local host, yet to be confirmed, and the members meeting highlights, and this time an update on the CCNSO meeting strategy review by me, then CCNSO working group updates, and after the coffee break we will have a policy session, and there's some blue sessions there that we should take advantage of to interact with the community. After the lunch, there are scheduled some ICANN updates, nothing specific yet, but we have a place there. And it's good to know that in parallel, there will be an educational session in the GAC on ISO 3166 to be confirmed. Still, it's not a given, but it's something that they were considering. And after that, there will be a joint meeting with the CCNSO and the GAC, where we go to their room. After coffee break, there is the PTI session. And we have one of them to be potentially interactive, which is good because sometimes, in my opinion, the session is a little dense from all the updates received in that amount of time. So I think this can help to smooth a little bit this session that seems to be too serious, which I'm not saying it's not. It's just to make it more less dense. This one is the one competing with the cross-community session that we yet don't know which will be. So we'll see if we will keep this session here or we should move it some in another slot. Then there is nothing planned for the last slot. And in the end, we have the CCNSO cocktail yet to be confirmed. Do you have any comments for the first day of the members meeting draft so far? Okay, I see none. So can we please move to Wednesday, please? Thank you very much. So on Wednesday, we have the disaster recovery policy session. This is a follow-up from San Juan. It is important to highlight that it's the view from this session should be on a policy impact and managerial aspect and not on the technical aspect, because that should be dealt in Tech Day. Since there was this suggestion to involve the community on the drafting of the members meeting agenda, maybe we can do a test on this session and request people to shape it up for us. What do you think? Shall we try it? to send an email to the community saying, okay, tell us what you want to discuss in this session? Or how should we shape it? Well, I don't see anyone against this idea, so maybe we can do it and see what happens. Okay, you're very quiet today. Let me continue then. Then we have a session with CCNSO appointed board members. Oh yes, Eberhard.
You see, your voice is so crystal clear that everybody is flabbergasted by the quality of the language and your skills.
Thank you very much, Eberhard. One thing to note about the session with the CCNSO appointed board members is that we will have, Mike, Chris, and also Nigel on this one, because he's already involved with the board. Yes, you okay? I see you have something to add.
Hi, Alejandra, this is Joke. Thank you very much. Just would like to come back to the disaster recovery session. The suggestion to consult the community, I think, is really a valuable one, because we really had a momentum going in San Juan. There was a lot of discussion, a lot of interaction. So it would be good to keep this momentum going also in Panama City. So the suggestion to ask the CCNSO members and the broader CCTLD community how they would like to see this disaster recovery session being put in place, and which kind of presentations or discussions they would like to see, I think is a valuable way forward, and definitely something to test for this group in going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yoke. I agree fully with you, and maybe we can have this input in the same time as we request for the CCTLD news participants, which I will address in a moment. Eberhard, you have your hand up. Is it a new one?
Sorry, I am trying to figure out how to lower it. I will lower it soon.
I think it is by raising your hand again, but I'm not sure. As in with the same button.
There is no extra button. I'll figure it out.
Okay, no problem. Otherwise, let me know when. Well, there you go. Okay, so
it's on the bottom right. It's on the bottom. There is a button on the bottom right under the list of participants, and I didn't see it.
Okay. And after the coffee break, we have an accountability session with Jordan to be confirmed. And after the lunch break, there is a session on how to increase the participation in the work of the CCNSO by Katrina, also to be confirmed. And then we have the CCTLD news session. For this, if you agree, we can launch a call for volunteers now until the 3rd of May. And one thing that we could implement from the draft suggestions and recommendations on the meeting strategy review is not to avoid the unnecessary overlap with regional organizations. Ooh, did I do that on the screen?
Oh, I am a Hannah, this is Joke.
Ah, yes, okay.
Kim, is there a way to remove the notes made on the screen?
Well, this is fun. I didn't know we could do that. I think it's only the one sharing the screen who can do that, right? Well, yes, I don't think I can do that. Okay, so regarding the unnecessary overlap, I'm not sure what you think about it. To me, it is a very complicated thing to do because what is presented in a region is not known necessarily on the other ones. So it won't be an overlap for some people in the room, and it might be an overlap for some. So when we request the CCTLD volunteers, shall we ask them to let us know if they have already presented this and where? And if so, to change it slightly for a global audience? Shall we do that?
Alejandra, this is Yoga. Could you please repeat the question?
Yeah, the question is if we should ask the CCTLD News volunteers to tell us if they have already presented that topic somewhere else, where, and if they can change it slightly to make it global, because usually there are regional presentations. So since this is a recommendation from, or a suggestion presented at the meeting strategy review, maybe we can also test to do this and see if we can manage to the unnecessary overlap. Shall we try to do that? Since I don't see anyone against, I will say that you agree. Okay, let's try it. Let's see what happens. I'm thinking it's very, very difficult to avoid overlap with at least someone, but we can try. let's launch the call for volunteers. On the CCTLD news session with deadline on Thursday, 3rd of May. Good. It's good to learn things new and Zoom every time now that the marks are gone. Thank you, Yoke. And also let's launch the consultation on the disaster session and give them the same deadline. I think it's enough for people to tell us what they would like to see in that session. Okay, so moving on. Can we please see the agenda slide now, please? Oh, I didn't finish and nobody told me, sorry. On Wednesday Alejandra, after, yes?
Alejandra, this is Patricio. Going back a little, I just noticed that there is an hour and a half scheduled for the discussion about Workstream 2. I'm really not very familiar with what will be discussed there, but I wonder if 1 hour and a half isn't a bit too much for that topic.
Yes, thank you, Patricio. Bart?
Yes. My understanding, at least, is that we've been pre-warned. Workstream 2 is coming to a close, so it's a discussion of the final recommendations of the full package. So maybe we can you can reduce it, but we look, so we're seeking contact with Jordan Carter to understand what he wants, but I assume the CCTLD community wanted to have at least a reasonable understanding of what has been discussed in Workstream 2 and the recommendations coming out of Workstream 2 and to what extent it affects the CCNSO and CCDOD community before taking a view on it.
Thank you, Bart. Yes, I agree. We should contact Jordan to see if he will need that much time. If not, how much time would be better. But thank you, Patricio, for highlighting that. And since we got back to the agenda, and I forgot to mention the other two slots, I will do that now. So the last two slots of the agenda are reserved for cross-community sessions, but in the event that we might find them not to be too attractive for the CCNSO community, we might think about having a legal session, maybe on GDPR, follow-up, or something else. And as I told you at the when we saw the block schedule, we might think on having also the CCNSO Council face-to-face meeting in the last lot. But this is all. This will all depend on the outcome of the cross-community sessions. Thank you. Any other comment regarding this day? Alan, I see your hand up.
Thank you, Alejandro. I was wondering of the timing on when that will be firmed up, because I know in the case of Byron, it'll affect travel plans if the meeting is pushed over to the next day, and we try and get ahead of this. Do you have any sense of timing?
Well, I do know that we will discuss these cross-community topics on April 19th, that's next week, because there is a call for the SOAC planning team. And well, there we will see what topics were presented, and then there is a voting. And after that, then they are confirmed, seen in which slots they will be taking place. So we will know more next week, but I'm not sure when it will be definitive. Do Yoke or Bart can help me foreseeing? Yes.
Sorry, Alejandra, this is Yoke. I do not have it right here in front of me, but there is somewhere an overview of the production schedule. I will look it up and send it to the mailing list afterwards. Thank you.
And this is Bart again to answer your question, Alan. There is no further clarity than to date. This meeting of the SOAC programming group will determine which topics will be on the afternoon during the cross-community sessions, and whether they are based on that you can guess which one are of interest for the CCNSO or CCTLD community. Excuse me. And based on that, that determines the schedule, especially for the Wednesday. Could imagine that if there is something of high interest to the CCs, but that's scheduled on Wednesday afternoon in Block 5, there will not be a council meeting on Wednesday afternoon, but on Thursday morning. And that's probably the core issue for people like Byron. But we don't know yet.
Thank you very much, Bart. And also, I found the papers that have the schedule on the production calls, and I have here that the final schedule review will be on May 17th. So that will be the final review. But we hope to keep everyone posted on these subjects as soon as we have them. Any other comment, question, suggestion? Okay, I see none. Can we please see the agenda slide, please? You okay?
Hello, Alejandra. Which slide would you like me to see, to display?
The agenda for this call?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So, while it uploads, it is time for any other business. Do you have any other business? Thank you, Yoke. No? Well, I have something to think about regarding the CCNSO cocktail. When it is confirmed, if we want or would like to have any sort of activity with the group, since it's been a while, we haven't done it because of the circumstances of the cocktail. For example, last time in San Juan, it was a broader cocktail, not just for the CCNSO, and also in Abu Dhabi, there was no CCNSO cocktail due to the costs of it. So if the CCNSO cocktail is confirmed for this time in Panama, shall we do any activity? For example, we were pending on doing, for example, like a crossword or a quiz as we have done in the past. What do you think about it? Well, at least no one is against it, so we can think of doing something, right? Yes, Eberhard?
I'm only an observer. I'm against it.
Why?
Last time it was quite childish and resulted in several people leaving early.
Do you think that it was due to the activity?
Yes.
Oh, well.
To be honest, I don't come to faraway countries to play games. I come there to do work, and it was a little bit childish, really. So I wouldn't do that.
Okay, thank you, Eberhard. Of course, the activity is completely optional and voluntary. But thank you. We'll take that into consideration. I see in the chat that Alan says something interactive is great as long as it's short. Okay, what we could do is, for example, when people get into the cocktail, ask them if they want to participate or not, like fill in the crossword. If they do, then they participate. If they don't, they don't, and that's fine. And we can have some small significant prize, like, I don't know, chocolates or something. Would that be better, Eberhard?
I don't want any of this. I want to go there and talk to people and network. That means the music must not be so loud, and all these unnecessary things are just distracting. So I'm not interested in any of this, and no funding ever will come from our side in any way if something like this is contemplated.
Okay, does anyone else share Eberhard's view? Should we forget about this activity altogether? I see no response. So, okay. Then we'll keep Eberhard's comments in mind and then see how we will move forward. Okay, anyone else? Any other business? Yes, Yoke?
Hi, Alejandra. I would just like to mention that the CCNSO Secretariat has received a request from an additional volunteer to join the program working group. So there's a draft resolution that has been presented to the CCNSO Council. So by early next week, we expect to have an additional member to this group. And from next meeting onwards, this person will be invited to these meetings as well and added to the mailing list. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Yoki, for reminding me. This is good news. I hope this person is with a fresh mind and has some creative ideas to shape the agenda of the CCNSO members meeting, and we will welcome this person as soon as he's officially appointed by the council. And I see also in the chat that Alan says that he doesn't like the idea of a game, and okay, that I will take into account and see if it's worth to have any activity at all. Thank you, Alan. Okay, if there are no any other business, we should talk about next meeting. I think it should be after we have received all the CCTLD news volunteers and the feedback on how to shape the disaster recovery session. And since we are giving them until the 3rd of May, then maybe next week will be a good one. That would be the week between 7th to 11th of May. Is anyone against that date? Is it too far away? No? Okay, then we will be sending a doodle. Thank you, Alan. And please do fill it up to see which time slot is the best for you. If there are no more comments, then thank you very much for joining the call and for learning how to use the Zoom. Please do not forget to fill the survey on how the experience was on this call for using this tool. And see you next time. Thank you very much.
Thanks all. Goodbye.